potential for chaos they've created. Smeds was bewildered. He grew more so when Fish said, "Get rid of whatever you've got that's silver. Get gold or copper or jewels or whatever, but get rid of your silver. Smeds, you pass the word to Tully, and don't let him give you any shit." "What's going on?" "Just do it." So they did. Even Tully, who had become reasonably serious and responsive since Fish's demonstration of the deadly power of the loose word. Chapter 42. We arrived in the barrow land by sliding down ropes with our possessions strapped in our backs. A few plain creatures joined us. More would after we set up a safe camp. The boss men here wanted a couple of his flint-hearted buddies there to keep an ear on us. The better to maintain quick communication, he said. Right. The better to make sure things got done the tree god's way. Back where we got started, Raven said as soon as we had our feet on the ground. He'd been getting more fit to live with since Opal. He was almost back to being the old boy I'd known when I'd first met him. "Back in the cold and wet," I grumped. It had been the tag end of winter when we'd left. It was sneaking up on winter again now. The leaves had fallen. We could get snow any time. "Let's don't fool around, eh? Let's do what we got to and get out." Raven chuckled. "How are you going to keep them on the farm after they've seen the big city?" "A little less ruckus, please," Bowman said. "We don't yet know there aren't any Imperials around." He was halfway right. We hadn't yet seen that with our own eyes, but the plain creatures had scouted and reported nothing bigger than a rabbit within 5 miles. I could trust them on that. Bowman's had to do some wizard stuff before he was satisfied. Then he let us set up housekeeping and start a fire. We dragged out with morning twilight and ate some god-awful cold yuck. Then we split up. I got the town and military compound because I knew them best. Raven took the woods. Bowman's got the barrow land itself. Near as I could tell, he wasn't going to do anything but stand in the middle and take a nap. The plain creatures were supposed to do anything they wanted and clue us if they found anything. I needed to do only a rough once-over to see what had happened in town. There wasn't nothing but bones left. Poking around wasn't as bad as it could have been. I did everything I could think of to find out something useful. Then I went back to camp. Bowman's was just about where I'd left him, eyes still closed, but taking little tippy-toe baby steps. At least he was moving. Raven came back.
"You done already?"
"Yep."
"Find anything?"
"A whole lot of bones. Enough to build an army of skeletons."
"Got you down, eh?"
"I knew all them guys."
"Yeah."
He didn't say anything else, just waited. He can be an all right guy.